two recent podcasts on Audio Boom from Simon, known on the internet as SM2N. These two podcasts he's done are about the crisis that has threatened the future of social audio. Audio Boo has for many years now provided a splendid way of people connecting with each other socially using audio. And the company has recently withdrawn the social audio component from their Android app, and it is anticipated that the iOS app will follow shortly. So the threat is that we're close to the end of social community audio on Audio Boom. So what Simon has done is, on the one hand, in the first of his podcasts, he's analysed the financial position of the company Audio Boo, or Audio Boom, and he's come up with an analysis that says if a certain number of people would purchase the 50 or 60 pound premium account, the company would double its existing revenue base. And he's also done a calculation of how many people would need to sign up to the premium account in order for the company to become to equal the amount of money it's lost. So the break-even point, if you like, for the company, what would that be? While Simon was talking, I was thinking to myself, this is a Save Our Audio Boo campaign. S-O-A, Save Our Audio Boo. I was also thinking that his two pieces of audio could be and usefully circulated to the stakeholders in the company. In other words, not just the board of the company, but also those people who now own shares in it, so that they are aware that there are a number of fans of the company striving to do their best to keep social audio alive. Simon has given in his second audio a list of features that could be included in the premium, but there could be the premium product, for which he, for one, is prepared to say, you know, I'm willing to pay for this, and he proposes a public campaign, a poll in which people will sign their commitment, their pledge, if you like. And this will be, in my language, the Save Our Audio Boo campaign. Now, first of all, I want to say I'm entirely support and I'm impressed and delighted by Simon's initiative. Typical of the man that he isn't prepared to just sit around talking about a problem, that he actually wants to do something about it. So that's a critical point. What else did I want to say? There is a small tweaking in relation to the finances, how much it costs to sustain social audio on Audio Boom. And it is the answer to the question, what is the marginal cost of continuing to provide? What's the marginal cost of continuing to provide social audio? I'm guessing that it is the proportion of salary that is devoted to that at present. I don't know how many people's jobs are involved in keeping social audio going, and I also don't know how much disk space or how much storage space in the cloud is needed to maintain this. So another possible way of thinking about this is to work out what's the, you know, the minimum viable product. And indeed, providing a secret service which isn't advertised on the as the main brand might be another possibility, because the direction in which Audioboom is going as a company is that it's slimming down what it's offering to different interest groups and focusing its effort at appealing to big media companies. Okay, just my, yeah, that's what I think. That's the support I give, and my thanks to Simon for taking this initiative. It's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on Audioboom and lots of other places. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Support the campaign.